today is the 3rd of June, 2019. We have the King of Rods, Wands, Clubs, or Staves, and the Wheel of Fortune, and the Four of Cups. No, thank you. I'm good. Better than good. Great, even. I'm on a roll. You sure are. Unanswered calls, mails, and open invitations. All that will have to wait. You know when you have to strike the hot iron, or strike while the iron is hot, I think is how that goes. And today we have the most fortuitous Wheel of Fortune, number 10 of the major arcana, and big stuff indeed. Life-changing, even. One and zero is one. The wheel, Virgo, Uranus, Jupiter, is turning very much in our favor, and we have a major window of opportunity here. Destiny and the free will to act. Ah, the paradox. Flip a coin. In the past is the King of Fire, Rods, Wands, or Clubs, Aries, Mars, Sagittarius, or Leo. This beloved king is all about encouragement and motivation. He may even be a motivational speaker type of person, male or female, likes an audience, and the audience likes him. He's dashing, daring, the ladies love him, and the men want to be him. He or she is very psychic, and when I think about the fire signs, I know they are all very psychic, but either don't know it or acknowledge it as such, and it can make them edgy. This king has, or had, a lot of energy in the past position, but not controlling your fire can mean burning out before the job is done, like the fire burned out before the house got warm. This is someone who gave you good advice in the past, or you yourself, Dorothy, were the king all along. This could be talking about relying a whole lot or even too much on luck in whatever direction the wind is blowing, or, as Tennessee Williams said via Blanche DuBois, I've always relied on the kindness of strangers. I can't really argue with that approach today because it seems to be working out very well, or it will, if we keep in mind this is only a turn of the wheel and we must decide what it is we need to do and jump on it before we're on our way down again. In the future position, which is a great place to have not such a great card, is the Four of Cups, Scorpio, Pluto, Mars, Water, Pisces, Cancer. I would hate to think of us as someone who takes their good fortune for granted, which is very possible with the bored, apathetic Four of Cups in this position. The self-absorbed human doesn't even look up at the gold cup he's being offered. From the sky hand, no less. Do you know how many people wait and wish for a visit from the sky hand? OMG, dude. Yawn. Some people don't deserve their good fortune, but let's assume you do. First, you have to recognize and acknowledge your good luck and make the most of it. This is as positive as a read as it gets, but none of us know when the last turn is, that is, how many turns we have coming to us. The king and queen riding high on the wheel today are in full celebration mode, very much a live for today vibe, and I like it. Back to the future, exactly. We don't not want to act, we must, but this human on the four in the future is picky. He or she should be. Three cups sit untouched even as the fourth is offered, basically. Unless it's an invitation or an offer from a king, it's not worth getting out of bed for. Be selective. Entertain all offers, but accept nothing and no one less than the best, including yourself.